is the Riot Podcast.
Now, brace yourself. But in this podcast, we eat again.
Hey, you know what? Just to be clear.
Are you ready?
Just to be clear, I'm eating again.
Right now.
Like, I'm going to eat. I'm always going to be eating again.
I mean, we do another.
Yesterday, I'm eating today, and wait for it, I'm eating tomorrow.
We do another Riot food fight. By that, I mean we are eating another treat. In this podcast, we check out the Peeps, the Oreo Peeps, which are now available.
Yeah.
Are you yawning? You're supposed to hide when you yawn. You're just outright yawning.
What? What are you talking about?
Radio professionalism, podcast professionalism 101 is you're supposed to hide when you yawn.
Where did you take that class?
You were right next to me.
You know what? I must not have been taking my notes
by
hand.
At the airport.
So actually, in the Riot today, we're going to tell you how to remember the things that you're studying. At least if you're bothering to go to class,
yeah,
we got a way. We got it all figured out.
But I think this works, too, if you're not currently enrolled. It still helps you with
remember some
taking,
things.
Yeah, taking some notes.
So there's a lot of the Oreo Peeps talk, which you know. We're talking about winter versus summer, MST3K coming back, Japanese
what?
Mayonnaise.
MST3K. 3K.
Mystery Science Theater.
Yes.
3000.
Thank you. I remember now.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you were sitting right next to me.
Well, when you put it in the acronym form, I was like, wait a minute, what's that?
Miniature Horses, Basic Economy. It's a great podcast.
You're going to enjoy it.
So you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you again in seconds and also for tomorrow's
podcast.
Have
a good day.
It's The Riot.
When The Riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know, there are days when you come in and it's just like, man, how am I going to make it? I don't know what I'm going to do. And then you realize that somebody, you don't know.
I wish someone would have left a name.
Comes by and here is a package of Oreo Peeps.
Finally get to try these.
Well, actually, I suppose it's Peeps Oreos because if I say Oreo Peeps, I imagine
like,
a
yo,
peep that's
look at
chocolate.
This. And like, hey, guys, peep this.
Oreo Peeps, yo.
No, it's the Peep Oreos.
Right. So Marshmallow Peeps flavor cream, artificially flavored. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't coming into work expecting to try those.
Are you ready for the extreme?
So I was not prepared, but I can get prepared. I can eat Oreos today.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? 140 calories and 2 cookies.
This is better. We tried the Dunkin' Donuts Pop-Tarts yesterday.
Yeah.
So we tried both flavors of those, and why not follow it up with a Marshmallow Peep cookie?
Well, you know, from a just producing standpoint, one thinks like, well, you know, back-to-back days of food fights, you know, probably shouldn't do that. But since
the Riot side of us is sure.
But since somebody brought them in.
Oh, well, we don't want to be rude.
I wouldn't want to be rude. So I'm thinking maybe in about half an hour,
yeah.
Nikki and I take the peep plunge. It's perfect.
The peep challenge.
It's perfect.
We will try the peep Oreos. But thank you so much to whoever dropped those off yesterday. It really was super sweet of you.
Whoever that person was. So you know, here's what I'm thinking is if we end up not liking the creamy center, we could just take them apart and eat the vanilla
Oreo part, the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the golden Oreos, which are really good.
I know they are. Like, I love chocolate. You guys know I love chocolate. You do. But there's something alluring.
About the golden Oreo.
About the golden
yes,
Oreo.
I understand.
It calls to me.
So 30 minutes, we'll do a Riot food fight.
Sounds good.
A morning without the Riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
15 minutes out from us having our
more food.
What did I call it? I had a great name for it. I've already lost it. The peep. It's not the peep challenge.
Not peep promise.
And that's our peep promise.
It's a peep pledge.
I'm taking the peep pledge.
Isn't that it?
No, it was the peep.
Privilege.
You know what?
Party.
Can we just stop? Forget it.
Party people.
Party people.
No?
I'm sure we've made that joke before, too.
Sure, I bet.
You know, it's fine. Whatever. You know what? I'm over it.
No, I'm not. I'm going through all the P's that we could possibly have said. Because I felt it was like that.
I mean, I could pull up the archive. We could scrub through it.
No, it's fine, I guess.
And that's all I got. It's a Peeptacular, that's not it.
That was not it, but that's really good.
Peep purview? Preview?
Preview.
You know, it's hard to remember from 10 minutes ago.
Well, we've had so much. So much has happened since we've done that. So much has happened.
I mean, I'm just overloaded with what the other P word was. Peep. No, I already said that.
You wanted to say purview again, didn't you?
I did. Yes, the show has devolved into us going peep, 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 pareo.
Peep party, peep parade.
Wasn't, no. I like how convinced you were on peep parade.
I thought for sure that was it.
It had something to do with the taste test. It's our peep, peep, peep.
Dude, you still just got peep, peep.
Because I feel like if I say peep enough, the other word is going to come out.
Sneak peep? Was that it?
No,
Jared?
But that's a good one.
Jared, we like that one a lot.
That's a great one, Jared.
So a sneak peep.
Sneak a peep.
Sneak peep at our riot fight. It's not our best moment. It's not.
There's a second P word out there.
Party. Peep. Peep.
I keep coming back to the same freaking word.
Stop! Stop talking. We can remember, but you can't stop talking because we're on the air. But it's like I can't get it. Oh.
Prada? The Devil Wears Prada peep?
It's fine. You're going to have to listen back to the audio, okay?
Okay.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Hey, where do you live right now? I know people listen to The Riot from all over. Whether you're at home base, Columbus, Ohio, the very first Radio U, Central Coast of California, Oklahoma City, Mid-Michigan, wherever you're listening from, it depends on like what I'm going to say next. Because for a lot of parts of the country that have had a warmer than usual winter.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of the country, though, that have had a perfectly normal winter. I know, I've looked at the pictures, so they seem to be doing just fine. But for a lot of places, not so much. So here is the phrase that I keep hearing over and over again. Well, we're going to pay for it. I keep hearing that.
That's really another nice pee thing, right? Pee plunge.
We're going to pee plunge, pay for it. It is another pee. But I do. I keep hearing we're going to pay for it.
Even Chris said that in the office yesterday.
He did.
And it's just a weird thing. Like, we can't just not have a, like, the United States can't have a nasty winter.
We can't have anything nice.
But we're going to have to pay for it. Meaning, like, they say it'll turn cold for some parts of the country before spring.
Right. Well.
Or into spring.
Let's take a look at some climate data. Here's what they found. Currently, the warmest February on record. Care to take a stab at what year it was?
1918.
1927.
That was close.
The second warmest February on record, 1890.
So a long time ago.
Yes. So we are on the verge of breaking that record. Where it depends on what happens over the next few days, but it looks like as a nation, like we'll have a slightly higher than 1927 temperature. It was followed up by the second snowiest March in history, in recorded history. So that was in 1927. Average snowfall became 13.3 inches.
So for those areas, maybe then that's saying, is there the, well, we're going to pay for it, meaning like they're saying we're going to get more snow in March?
It's possible that we could end up with like a very snowy March. Again, just depending on where exactly you live. But the other thing they say is that if you look at the data, a warm winter does not translate to a very hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at things like how the jet stream changes over the summer, et cetera, et cetera. So while it could be that, it is most likely that we will just have, well, here's some stats for you. Warm winter, and 29% of the time, has led to a cool summer. 29% of the time, it's been an average summer. 42% of the time, a hot summer. So if you look, you're still less than 50% chance that we'll have a hotter than normal summer.
I feel like they're just saying we'll see. Like, I guess we'll see what we get.
Well, I mean, when you break it down, we don't know. But I'm just glad to be reading this because I'm getting tired of people like Chris, which, I mean, I'm tired of Chris for a lot of reasons. But
from yesterday, the most recent.
Every single time I'm enjoying the weather, somebody's like, gotta pay for it. It's coming. You just wait.
Enjoy it now before it gets ruined.
Pretty soon you're going to be dead and you're going to hate that. Like, what? Like, can
well,
I just...
now to Chris's defense, he's not said that. He just said we might pay for it. Like, it'll get colder.
I feel like at any time Chris is going to be running out there, putting the outfit on his mom's concrete duck, and then he's going to come in and lecture me on climate change.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U. The Riot.
All right, Nikki, are you ready?
More eating.
We have these Peeps Oreo.
I'm so thankful again. No one left a name, but someone dropped these off yesterday for us. So much appreciated.
That's a color that doesn't occur in nature.
That's not a normal pink. It's a peep pink.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a strong smell there.
A peep?
Of
marshmallow?
Of artificially flavored
marshmallow.
Cookie.
The one thing we're most interested in, and I think helps when Oreos has these flavors, is the golden Oreo.
Yeah.
Oh, so boy, it's they're... a marshmallow peep flavored cream, limited edition Oreo.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I think it smells like Play-Doh.
Play-Doh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. You know, the golden Oreo helps it. And you got a little bit on your microphone.
Really? Oh, I did.
That's a little pink.
Oh.
I don't think it's not.
No, it's got that flavor. That thing.
Marshmallow, you mean?
That thing that peeps sometimes have where I feel like it's an artificial flavor that I almost feel like it burns my tongue.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't burn, but it's like that.
It's a lingering taste on your taste buds.
Yeah, it's somewhere between bitter and sour. I don't have a refined enough. I'm not kidding. Like,
you don't have a refined enough palate to really explain it to you.
I really honestly don't, but...
I don't like Peeps, but I like these better than Peeps. Because, again, the golden Oreo helps.
That's out.
Oh, yeah.
That's out. Uh-uh. Nope. Off the table.
I like golden Oreos so much.
Yeah, well, that's the
thing. Those are so good.
The cookie part is really good, but that filling is not good at all. Oh, my gosh, no.
Well, I don't think it'd be that harsh. It's not that bad.
Hey, look, are we going to be real? Are we going to have real time here? You want me to candy coat it? You want me to peep coat my reaction to it?
Do I need to? No.
No, I don't like that at all. And it, like, in fairness, I don't really like Peeps, so, I mean, I think maybe they've really...
nailed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess really my super negative reaction to it is a positive.
But remember, I hate Peeps, too, but that's... I mean, I could eat another.
I don't like the... I feel like different colored Peeps aren't as bad. Like, a yellow Peep is not as bad as a pink one.
But I thought they all taste the same.
I don't think they do. I swear there's something in the coloring.
That's the Peep Oreo.
I'm out! They're all yours, Nikki.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So this year we got the... last year, because the calendar year has changed. Last year we got the... Was it the iPhone 7 Plus?
Well, iPhone 7 Plus.
So wait, it was the 7, so it's not the 7S.
No.
It's just the 7.
Even though at this point, once you start saying them, it's hard to remember.
Okay. I am losing track of them.
Yes, but it was last fall.
Mostly because, Nikki, you got a 7.
Yeah, I am the newer one.
Okay, all right.
The Plus.
So, well, there are, of course, leaks for the iPhone 8.
That always comes out the day after the 7 comes out.
Well, that's true.
Can't be helped. There's been rumors and leaks since then.
Well, there's two things that have kind of caught my eye, and that is that they're saying with this new iPhone 8 that it's going to have a depth sensing camera that could take 3D selfies.
That'd be great.
So,
I guess
research shows that people only like their own selfies. So,
if
I guess
3D selfies.
Maybe if they put them in a third dimension,
more people will like it.
Other people's selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that iPhone 8, Samsung Galaxy S8. You know, that'll be coming eventually, sometime this year. Here's what has my attention. There are rumors floating that these new phones from Samsung and Apple are going to range at their base model for $800 and for their top-end model, $1,000.
Now, doesn't that sound fun, everybody?
So that's two. Isn't the base model iPhone 7 now, isn't that $600?
Yes. I paid for the middle one, so...
Right,
but I don't remember the lower one.
And I guess it depends on your carrier. Like, does anybody have a deal anymore where you can get it subsidized or you're leasing it? What's the thing?
It just depends on where you're at. But yes, they tried to push everybody towards the you're basically leasing your phone so you can get them more often, but you're paying, you know, more monthly.
Right.
But you're not like paying the outright price, but you can still do that.
Right.
But I mean, that's just crazy. $1,000?
That is crazy.
You do it, you know? Like, you try.
I wouldn't. And,
yeah, well, you say that. No, actually, you wouldn't, but maybe I would.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? I think, for me, what it's come down to is my phone is not, to me, what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, I used to really love having something that was super cutting edge, and I've just grown to realize that, basically, my phone is for social media, it's for... the occasional phone call, and it's for texting. Like, that's all that I use my phone for. So the idea, like, you're not going to believe the graphics. And I'm just like, I don't even care.
His trusty turbo.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't care. Like, the only thing that gets me about newer phones are better cameras.
Yeah.
That's something that I do think that a better camera on a phone is something that's worth paying for, because think about how much you use your phone to take pictures. Like, if you're telling me that I can get better pictures out of this phone, then yeah. So, I mean, leading with the idea of a new 3D camera, and I know with the iPhone 7, like, the two lenses and the depths, like, of the photos, like, it can take some nice pictures.
But with both Samsung and Apple, we haven't had enough momentous changes to warrant such a hefty price tag. So they both got to come at us with some really groundbreaking ideas.
Do you know what Nikki just said?
We need some changes.
Come at me, bro.
So bring a little bit more to the table for the next set of phones, and then we'll be good.
Well, you know, Nikki, if let's say that we brought more, but you had to pay more.
Well, no, I think you should bring more to make it worth what the price was currently.
Okay.
And then next time, if you want to raise it, you got to come back at us with even more.
No. I think we just want to charge more. Would you be okay? Well, we're going to charge more and you'll buy it, but we're actually not going to put more in it.
Does that sound like a good plan?
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
I'm reading an article here on MarketWatch about a guy named Matt McMahon. He won on Wheel of Fortune and apparently won fairly big. And I watched Wheel of Fortune, so I got to be honest.
For a moment, I had to go through and remember which one was Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I'm not going to forget, because I used to watch Wheel of Fortune with my grandparents all the time. But, like, it's been a couple years since I've sat down for a good round of the
wheel.
I watched, that's not true. Over Christmas, I saw an episode of Wheel of Fortune. Okay, so this guy, Matt, he won $30,000. So MarketWatch tracked his story and basically followed him through, like, hey, him getting on the show, all this kind of stuff. And they wanted to know, like, at the end of the day, how much money did you really get for the $30,000 that you won on the game show?
I assume so much gets taken out for taxes.
It's crazy.
Is it like half?
40%.
40%, yeah.
Federal. And then on top of that, there's even more. So here's what I love. He won $31,700. Taxes were, and that's the total value of the prizes as well. So he won two very expensive vacations.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes were so high on the vacations that he actually negotiated with the show to reduce the value of the vacations from $15,000 to $10,000.
In order to be able to afford the taxes on it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you don't win money, but if you just win the prizes,
yeah,
you can't guarantee you can always afford the taxes on the prizes.
So there's that. Now, he won $16,400 in cash, and I believe this is where the negotiation came in. So when it was all done, he took two vacations, which were valued total of $10,000. So I'm going to assume they were fairly decent vacations. And he walked away with $6,000 cash. But The rest of it
went to
just
taxes.
Went to the government.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
But that's what happens.
That's why you don't. This is weird, but I know this because of a conversation I just had with somebody. You don't want a bonus. Like if at work they're giving out bonuses, you don't want a bonus because the tax on your bonus is enormous.
Sure.
It's huge. Like what you want is for them to find a way to wiggle that into your salary or like to get,
drop some cash on their way out the door while you're leaving work.
It's like depending on what it is, you're almost better getting like a candy bar or like
something.
A trinket or a gift card or like something. Because if they give you like
a
put it in your check,
money.
It's money, dude.
Every time I watch, what's the other one? Price is Right.
Yeah.
That's a common one where if you were going into it, you thought, this is great. I want all these prizes. Like, I want a treadmill or all these things you think would be amazing to win. Not if you didn't have the money in the first place to pay for the taxes on said items.
It's crazy.
So then you can't even keep the prizes. So every time I see someone win, I'm like, well, I mean, are you going
to
actually take that prize, or are you just going to take whatever the cash value is minus the taxes?
This just goes to show you, like, there's nothing really fun out there. Like,
and nothing really free.
It's like that thing, you're like,
to win.
I just went on and I won all this stuff, and here comes the government, like, well, you know, you're going to have to pay us because you won, which makes perfect sense.
I bet you each show has like a specific department to go over all that with you, and you get off the stage and you walk right onto the office.
Can you imagine how big the Price is Right legal department is? It's probably enormous. Enormous. And you're going to go in there, and by the time you're done, they're going to be like, remember how you spun the wheel and you won a dollar? Here's your dollar.
You
now
won nothing.
Get out.
You go in
there.
Get
like,
out. I want a sofa. No, you didn't.
You won this dollar, but I was supposed to get $10,000 for this dollar.
Well,
yeah.
We took the rest.
We gave that $10,000 to the government.
Yeah.
And here's your dollar. Now, have yourself a good time.
And in case you're like, well, that's not always true. Well, now you can see this guy's story with Wheel of Fortune.
50% of his winnings gone.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
We don't talk about it much, but in reality, I was, and I suppose still am, a fan of Mystery Science Theater 3000. If you don't know what that is, that was a TV show. I don't even know when it was on, but I know that it was on Netflix for a while, and it was on Hulu for a while, and it was even on Amazon for a while, and these days I don't know that it's on anywhere. But
it'd be an old science fiction movie, and then these little robot guys you would kind of see the silhouettes of, and they would be talking about the movie while you watched the movie.
They would make fun of the movie while you watched it.
And then it became a podcast where you could just download
Riff tracks.
Yeah, the podcast, and then sync it up with a movie, but not like you were watching it technically.
Well, and they even went as far as they started having, like on Amazon, I know you could rent, like basically rent the movie with the riff track on it.
Oh, okay.
And so I did that for Megaforce. Oh my God.
Did they even do a Kickstarter or anything or no?
It's funny you ask,
Nikki.
I feel
Nikki. Like that they would have.
That's what brings us to this point.
Yeah.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 did do a Kickstarter. It was successful. And they have just announced that it is coming to Netflix on April 14th.
So what's the Kickstarter for, though?
Well, the Kickstarter was for more episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. So if you take a look, though, what I don't know is, like, I don't know what the, like, what movies they're going to do. That was my thing, is I, like, maybe there is a list somewhere, but I've been kind of poking around and I haven't seen.
Are they all Netflix movies?
They
like
maybe
it has
they
to
are.
Be the rights with it.
I mean, I don't know. The thing about it is, like, if they did team up with something like Netflix, they could do something pretty great. Like, with help with the licensing and stuff. So it looks like they raised enough money for 12 episodes.
Of Mystery Science Theater?
Mystery Science Theater 3000, and they're going to be bringing it back. So they raised $5.7 million.
That is so crazy.
It's really something.
It's like, that's awesome if you like Mystery Science Theater, but on the other side, I feel somewhat disappointed that so much money was raised. It's like, I guess. How much does it cost to do this sort of thing?
I'm the kind of person that I liked it. I did not kickstart it, but I will watch it on Netflix when it hits. So, yeah, that's a thing. I'm interested. April. You know what, Nikki? I thought we only had things to look forward to in March, and April was just a big, big vacuum.
Apparently, you've got something on Netflix.
A big bunch of nothing.
What's the other
Marvel
big thing?
Marvel 18th.
What is it?
Marvel 18th.
Marvel 18th?
Marvel 18th. March 18th.
March 18th, you mean? Okay.
Yeah. I thought no, it was it's March 17th.
I thought, like, was that an elite group of 18 members?
No. March 17th, Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, Iron Fist. I want to see that. It's going to be good.
I suspect that it will be.
It's also the same day Mass Effect comes out. My mind's going to blow
up. You got more than one TV.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
This is our brother. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, where are you at on mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise? I actually don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, it's the worst.
It is just weird and... I have a real problem with it.
It is the worst.
Now, if it's in something like a chicken salad or egg salad or something like that.
It's still too mayo-y.
I don't mind it as much, but like to put it just on a sandwich, I've never done.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that, but I want you to know that we appreciate all the hard work you've put in.
Yeah, and I bet it's more our problem than mayonnaise, so it's not its problem.
I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that I'm willing to accept my responsibility.
Billy, and maybe it's more of the problem with the condiment.
Yeah, could be. I'm reading a fascinating story here. It is the story of a man by the name of Toichiro Nakashima. He came to the United States in 1925 and discovered mayonnaise for the very first time. And he took mayonnaise home to Japan with him.
Yeah.
And he also took Kewpie dolls with him.
So Kewpie, the Japanese mayonnaise.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's actually, people swear by that stuff.
It's huge in Japan, and they have just started opening Kewpie restaurants where you go and everything's based on mayo.
Mayonnaise.
Guys, I can't go there.
Maybe that style of mayo tastes better. It's maybe.
It actually is different. American mayonnaise, whole eggs, distilled vinegar, salt, and sugar. Japanese mayo has egg yolks, apple, or rice vinegar, and that's the base for it.
So, yeah, maybe we would prefer the taste.
You guys ever had some apple vinegar? Oh, it's so good. I drink it every night. You would just love it.
It must be the best.
You would just love it. Put some egg yolks in there. Who wouldn't want that?
We tend to like anything from Japan, though, so I bet you we'd be like, no, it's obviously the best. Best mayo ever.
Those Kewpie dolls look like they're going to eat your soul out. You fall asleep with one, and the next thing you know, you wake up, but your brain is gone. Okay, you're not waking up because your brain is gone, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
So, Kewpie mayo.
I mean, if I was going to go with Kewpie, there is a small... Oh, if you want to talk about storied fast food establishments, in Lima, Ohio, there's a place called Kewpie Burger that, if I remember the rumors correctly, Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, actually worked at Kewpie Burger. He founded Wendy's. And because if you go to Kewpie, it tastes like, you know how Wendy's revamped their burgers like 4 or 5 years ago? Kewpie Burgers taste like old school Wendy's burgers. And they say he stole the sauce.
Uh-oh.
The secret recipe. Dave Thomas, that traitor. Well, that's what they
allegedly
say.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, lots of allegedlies floating around. But you've got people that are taking Kewpie secrets back to their hometown and making it big. In Japan and Wendy's, which its birthplace is in Columbus, Ohio. And thanks to Renee, I do know they have a Coke Freestyle machine in their corporate break room. Which is why I really think that I'm destined to work there someday.
Or we can
install one here.
All this because we were talking about Japanese-style mayo, yeah, which is now the restaurant chain in Japan.
Tell me it's not all connected. I drew my lines.
I don't know if all of it's connected.
I drew my lines.
I don't know 100%.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
Nikki, did you see the video I sent you yesterday?
Which one?
The one of the horse.
No. Did I watch that?
You didn't?
I don't think I did. Listen, everybody sends me a lot of stuff, and normally I see yours, but I don't remember seeing anything from you.
I'm so sorry. The burden of popularity, it weighs you down.
It does. There's a lot to get through.
How could I possibly, with all of my fans sending me so many things, how could I possibly focus on you, my coworker?
I don't remember you. I mean, maybe I saw it and I just don't.
It is my garishly disgusting personality that makes yours shine all the brighter.
So wait, when did you send it to me and where? Because I do not see it on my our messenger.
Okay, so now what? I got to go back
through all
this stuff.
Now I want to know, is this you who didn't actually send it to me?
All right, let's take a look here. Nope, there you go. I texted it to you yesterday at 2:56 p.m.
On which account? Okay. He rolled his eyes at
me. Did anybody else roll their eyes at that one? Because I sure did.
We have two accounts that we use, so.
I've texted it to your phone.
Oh, to my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then let me look it up.
It's of a miniature horse eating.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
eating carrots in a high chair.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
Now I see it.
A miniature horse eating carrots in a high chair? And you're telling me you don't have time for that?
I missed it. It didn't show me. It covered the preview up until I clicked on it. And I never clicked on it because I was in a meeting when you sent it to me. And now I'm looking at this cute little miniature horse. Thanks for sending it to me. Why is he in a high chair?
Well, a lot of people on the internet are outraged because it's animal cruelty to put him in a high chair.
A little degrading, yes it is, even for a horse.
Well, they say that, now we don't know, this came from a horse farm in Japan, where they are basically taking this animal and put him in a high chair, and they're saying animal cruelty, but what they also say is that for some animals, if they have problems with their esophagus, they actually will force them
to eat sitting upright.
Because it enables them to swallow their food properly. So,
and he's eating carrots. Aww.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fuzzy horse.
He is. Did you hear where the video came from, Nikki? A horse farm.
A horse
in
slaughter
Japan.
Farm. Yeah, they slaughter a lot of horses.
I didn't say a slaughter
farm.
Oh,
you didn't? What is it then?
Nikki, do you think they want to slaughter this baby horse as their, or this miniature horse?
No, but that's
horse?
Why they're feeding him.
Is it? No, they're not. Bigger. They're probably training him for something or whatever. What? I see.
What are they trading the cute little fuzzy miniature horse for? What are they doing?
That's not important.
It's nothing
right now.
Good.
That's not. It could be. Okay, do you know that miniature horses are service animals in some countries?
I guess.
Look what you just did. Do you see what you just did? What do people need a service animal for?
I didn't say that.
It's ridiculous. It's cruelty.
No, but.
We should just eat them all.
Fine. What are they saying?
No, you're.
Where was it at?
You know what? The thing is, like, you're completely focused on the wrong part of this, okay? Because you've outright rejected me sending you to Mars. You've outright rejected the goat farm. But what about a mini horse farm where you can put all the horses in little baby seats and you can feed them their carrots?
Carrots? That just seems
you
weird.
Could run a horse farm.
Yeah. From...
And you know what? I'll tell you right now, you could get yourself some goats, too.
Some fuzzy. There's one near.
You could just run one big mini animal farm. This is a mini horse. We're going to get some mini goats.
No, I think I would just like, well.
Nikki's Chibi Farms.
What is it?
Chibi Farms.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
There's
going to be a huge
hit. There's a farm near a park near me that we go to a lot, and they have miniature horses. And whenever you drive past, they run through the little pasture, and it's so weird.
See? And look at that, because they're miniature horses. They only need a mini pasture.
Yeah, you can have a little area.
Little pasture, and just a little place for those.
Something.
Come on.
So I'm sorry, where is this horse at, though, in Japan? Or do they not cover it?
I don't know.
They're still trying to figure it out.
Somewhere in Japan, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But I'm just telling you that you could have read the article if I'd sent it to you yesterday. But
you did, and I did not see it. My apologies.
Because you're getting so many articles and so many people are sending you things, you just didn't have time.
All right, fine. I'll accept that.
I get it. I mean, it's hard to be as popular as you are, Nikki. I don't know from personal experience, but I mean, it looks really hard on the outside.
I forgot you texted me. That's it. I just forgot.
Yeah, because so many people be texting.
No, I just forgot to look. Okay?
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Hey, who wants to fly American Airlines?
I'm trying to think if I ever fly them.
Raise your hands if you're never booking a ticket on United again.
Is that the one at Christmas?
A hand for each of me.
That canceled your flight?
Yeah. Yeah. They're the best worst airline. Of course.
The best at being the worst, or?
I'm going to let you interpret that. You know, Nikki, I don't want to shove my meaning. I'm going to let you construct your own.
Sure.
Okay. But I will tell you, but they're always cheaper.
Yeah, but that's because they're not flying you. Low prices of just booking the ticket.
Let's just stop right now and let's let's move on to something else. American Airlines today started selling basic economy fares. So there's economy, but now there's basic economy.
So if someone told you you're basic, now you can have the airline airfare that goes with it.
You walk in for basic economy, and they've got a place for you to hang your scarf, and they hand you a flat white.
You drink your Starbucks, and, you know, you're just sitting there.
It's so much fun.
In an ironic way.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not having actual fun. You're having ironic fun.
You're not really flying, but you're flying in an ironic way.
I'm having fun. I mean, I'm actually not because I hate this entire thing, but you know,
because
I'm pretending
I
to have
hate
fun.
It. Am That's I really having fun? Yeah.
The hate feeds the fun. You understand. But yeah, they launched it. We've talked about it before.
What did they take off? There's nothing left to take. I really want to know.
First off, Nikki, your clothes weigh a lot. Take those off. All right. All right. Now we need you. We need you to jump in this baby oil because we're going to have to squeeze you
into the seats.
Into the back here.
Oh my gosh.
These are seats.
Remember, it was a few years ago when I forget which airline patented like the saddle, and there was the fears that you have to sit like on a saddle, like half stand
for 6 hours.
For 6 hours on these stupid flights. Okay, now that's me being angry because I fly, when I have to fly, it's a long flight to see family. So
it is.
That's me being angry, okay, and I apologize.
Basic economy means no overhead bins.
You can't put your stuff in there?
No, you don't.
They never have room anyways.
You don't get a seat assignment till the last minute. So they basically, like, whatever is left, they'll just throw it at you. That's right. I mean, I guess you'll still be able to put your stuff underneath the seat. But you can't put something in the overhead bins. I love when people take things that seem like a no-brainer and they turn it into a privilege. Like, oh, you wanted a glass of water?
Oh, we're so sorry. Did you want to get on the plane?
You're telling me that you thought you were going to be able to use the bathroom on the plane? I'm sorry. No, you're basic economy, so no, I don't think so, all right?
And you don't get anything else, or?
No.
That's it?
No, you get to bring.
I actually that's basic.
You get to bring two bags. They're free.
Well, that's hard. Well, for me, that'd be like
that's
a
me
purse.
Being sarcastic. You're not bringing any bags.
I can't bring it.
You
all.
Can't bring any luggage.
I told you, you got to start wearing all your clothes if you want to, but then you don't fit in your seat because you've got like 10 layers on, depending on how much you bring with you.
But think about how comfortable you are with all those layers.
Oh, I'd be overheating.
No. So you put a bunch of ice on your body. It's getting weird.
And then when you go through security, they're like, why are you,
doing
all
like,
this?
You keep your eyes on your own paper, sir. See this there? I'm basic, bro.
If you're planning a spring break or a summer escape, and there you go.
I'm excited about it.
You just say to yourself when you're booking your tickets and you're like, oh my gosh, I got the best deal. Sometimes
look
it's
closely.
Too good of a deal.
Look closely. That's all we're saying. Look closely. Look again.
And one more time.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
On Radio U.
Loud noises.
I've got a piece of news that you're not going to like. So you can go ahead and block it out if you want to. But yet another study, this time being published in Psychological Science by Pam Mueller of Princeton University and Daniel Oppenheimer of the University of California, Los Angeles.
Mr. Oppenheimer, I believe we've heard studies from him before.
Well, here's the deal. They say that if you are using your laptop to take notes, you're wasting your time.
Like in class?
Yep.
Why do they say that?
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. I say wasting your time, not wasting your time. It's still somewhat effective.
But it's not as effective as, are they saying, like handwriting notes?
Handwritten notes. Here's what they found. They have found that, like, you take a laptop in.
Yeah.
Students that have laptops, they say they take more notes than anyone else. And their notes are more accurate than anybody else's. They type in the professor's words verbatim, and so they have beautiful notes when they get done. However, in every single test that they've applied, people who take notes by hand always outperform students that took notes via the laptop.
So, okay, so handwriting outperforms laptops.
Right. Now, the other side of this is, of course, that these are tests that are administered immediately after the lecture.
Yeah.
So you could potentially take your notes, go home, study, and maybe come out better. But when it comes to just overall retention of the material after the lecture, those that have done the handwriting are remembering
it better
than those who have not.
I guess it just depends. I still think it depends on the class and, you know, there's some variables. Nope. No,
see, you're saying that it depends and they're saying
no,
that
it doesn't.
Right. You're making room
Mr. Oppenheimer.
Well, I don't know. But again, they say there are two different ways that you learn from notes. One is, again, the studying after, and the other is the actual process of taking them. They say with handwriting notes, what it forces you to do is you can't. There's too much. You cannot write as fast as your professor can talk. So it forces you to choose the things that you think are important to write down.
Yeah.
And it also forces you to restate it in your own words because you've got to move quickly as you're trying to keep up. And they say that that restating of it causes you to bring the information in, understand it on some level, and you're already pushing it back out. And so that's the theory. They also say there's something physical about the writing process that causes you to remember things. So like when somebody says, I won't remember this if I don't write it down,
mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to be that way sometimes. I won't remember it if I don't write it down, but if I write it down, I then won't need the note.
Yeah.
And I'll think to myself, like, well, that's a waste of time. I don't need notes, but what I need is the writing it down.
Down portion of it.
So that's why you always leave a note.
Okay. So, I still feel you have to decide if it's the convenience factor, if it's worth it compared to the handwriting.
Nope, stop.
And
you're at it again.
Who takes the test right after the class?
You're at it again.
Well, so I want to study on like the long-term one of if you have a normal time to study.
Well, you can study perfect.
Yes, Eric.
Yes, this is Eric. You can study perfect notes that you took at the time that you just, you know, you're a stenographer in class, but you're not going to stenographer class.
exactly.
And then go for hours and hours and regurgitate, remember those notes you took. Or you could just write it handwritten in class and you're
done. And you're good.
And you're done.
So that sounds way more effective to me.
You're almost doing your homework and you're studying during class.
Okay.
They also said there's a direct link between how accurate your typewritten notes are and how poorly you would do. So the more correct, like the more you verbatim typed out the things your professor said, the worse you would do.
Basically, the less you're thinking about what you're doing because you're just...
Exactly that.
But then
you're not processing the information.
Your new MacBook to class.
That's all you care about.
It's not.
Nikki's just like, the important thing here is that my Mac is out and you can see the new case I put on it.
That's what this is really about.
All right, it's gold, dang it. Do you see my golden Mac?
I mean, if I do okay enough on the test, it's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I don't have any positive feelings about Yaks.